Malena and I would like to discuss with you some of the valuable energetics and teachings that have been put in place. And throughout those 5 years, many of them have been upgraded. So we are going to touch on a few of those, because all of them by the end of this year will be upgraded into this present time. And energetics that we have grown in and now have the ability to not only hold within ourselves, but to transmit. So, Malena, do you want to start?
So, from time to time, we go back and kind of look where we've been to see how far we've come. And, you know, we know we've done some really amazing things, but it's always kind of is striking to me when we're putting together like a list of some of the things we've done and just really see it all together. And this is not going to be an extensive list. We're going to touch on some of the high points and some, including some of the upgrades that we've been doing since the beginning of this year. So, you know, one of the most, well, everything's significant. So, you know, I could say for each one of these things we're going to mention, everyone was the most significant, but they all worked hand in hand because it took the first one for the second one to come and so on, because everything is built on what has come before. So going back to 2016, when we opened those first time locks, the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks, that was the beginning of everything. And everything that we have been able to do since that time has been predicated on our ability to open, receive, ground, integrate the templates. And, you know, we have gone through now four iterations of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks. And you all know from 2016 to now how far we've come and how those have increased. So that's the very first thing we want to bring up. Joan, you want to say anything else about that?
Well, I just want to say, you know, in 2016, we were really kind of babes in the woods when I look back on it now. myself included, I had no idea when Metatron said to me, "You ought to have a crystal conference." And I said, "Oh, well, yeah, well, I can do that." And had I known what he had in mind back then, I probably would have been shaking in my boots. But he is a very kind, kind being, and he just gives you what you can take at any given moment. So even when we were able to unlock those time locks, we understood perfectly about that fifth dimensional time lock and how we had to stabilize that in our body and hold that. And we thought we did a good job, and we did at the time. However, it can't hold a candle to the stableness that we can hold today because of all the upgrades. So things have evolved every single year in the preciseness of the placement of these teachings has amazed me. The one thing I wanted to say about those four iterations of the light templates is these things had to come unlocked in the fullness that they are now present in the time, in this time frame, in order to have all of those teachings usable. Because until those time locks were unlocked from the time sequence, a lot of our mental emotional work was not stable because we didn't have the stability in our mental emotional body. We didn't have the in that first year, we didn't have the element of love. I mean, we knew about it, but we didn't, that time lock was not unlocked fully to where it was usable. And that element of love is part of the paradigm of fifth dimension. So it was crucial that these particular light templates were unlocked, because they pertain to our physical life experience and how we create it more efficiently and effectively. So I just wanted to bring you that, because I didn't realize it until we started in this new series, that these time locks, I knew they were important, but I didn't realize that they were a crucial part of our ascension process, because those energetics were important, and all of the teachings and all of the tools that we learned could not be 100% effective as we would like without them. So the fact that they are now open, the fact that they were placed every time an iteration was opened, that they were placed within that star tetrahedron. We didn't know that. And then the star tetrahedron was merged with the white star tetrahedron, which is all about love and unity. So that is a significant piece to understand and to know. So I wanted to kind of voice that today. Milena?
So one of the other major things we've done is upgrading our triadic systems. And, and there's still more to go with that. And we also, added that fourth triad. So all of those things are changing all of the dynamics and the frequency of all the way down to your physical body and to your cellular level as well. But then you bring in to that the energetics of those fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time sequences, the time locks, so then expands and you begin to see this tapestry forming when you can look back and see it from our now perspective. And it's quite an amazing, beautiful array of light. It's splendid, actually.
Yeah, just the stableness itself. You can feel it. It's not 100% yet, because we're working on our mental emotional body, bringing in these things that will heal the fracture. But in our daily life, when we're triggered or when someone upsets us, you drop below that 150. You can't maintain that yet, but that's coming.
Then we also unlocking the time locks was to help stabilize the electromagnetic fields, first for ourselves and our own body, but the planet as well. And again, with each upgrade, more stabilization came in from those fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks as we open each one. So everything happened, in a sequential way with great precision.
Yeah, that still is, until you look back on it. And especially when they ask us to review that 2016, especially the first three sessions, and many of us went through the whole year and the actual conference, you can see the difference, because there is such, in 5 years, there is such a difference in the energetics and the volume that we're able to hold. It's never a goal. as far as I'm concerned, it's about building, continually building our mastery and being who we are in a more consistent way. And that equilibrium and balance through the sixth dimensional light template that is provided really stabilizes that electromagnetic field around their body, in our emotions, in our mental body. It has such value.
And you could look back over these last, or since 2016 for sure, and you can see all the many upgrades in our light body. And look how it has changed and how much more brilliant it is and how much more light it holds and the higher frequency that it vibrates in. So again, it's all comes back. It's another thing we have been able to achieve with all of these other components and energetics having been put in place.
Well, thanks to Milena, there's another aspect to this, and that's those light packets that came in that 2016 and the information about it. And then that was expanded on tremendously because it had such, they had such value in affecting our DNA, our actual physical human body. Mostly it was related to our spiritual evolvement, but that you are going to see soon, it was crucial, and that those DNA strands will continue to be activated.
Of course, over all these years, including this one, you know, the upgrades to the Merkaba vehicle of light and Merkaba field. So that has been tremendous and has provided a lot of stability for us. And bringing this up to 150%, you know, was a huge game changer. And it's, you know, we're still learning how to stabilize and to be able to step into and use that 150%. I know I certainly cannot maintain it, and that's okay. You know, so when we, particularly when we come together and we enter our crucible, it's going to become easier and easier for us to do it and recognize it. But in my day-to-day life, you know, I understand my goal is not to hold that at 150%, but just hold. I let my frequency just self-regulate where it needs to be for what the task I am doing at hand. So, you know, so don't set a unreachable goal for yourself, because you do want to be able to maintain and stay grounded in the body, because that without the body, none of this, you can't do anything with this. So it's important. And, but again, for me, that going to 150% has been a game changer. And now that has set in place a foundational piece that everything else that's going to come this year, you know, it will be as a result of us being able to move into that 150%.
I think it's extremely valuable to hold that, to be able to hold that in our Merkaba, in our, for lack of a better word, our crucible. I mean, it's so much more than that since the upgrade, because we are able to comprehend and receive much more efficiently and then integrate. So one other thing that we were given and was constantly and now talked about, really, and that's that etheric crystal that was given to us by the Andromedans. And it resides in this light portal here, which is overseen by the four archangels. And they are the ones that came to me and asked me to do this process to set up this light portal, because they were going to use it as a clearing mechanism in that one, the very top level of the crystalline grid, which was so embedded with poverty and fear and all of those things. So I did that. I followed their directions. It took a few weeks and meditation and going there and doing what they ask. And then they said, you're done. We're finished. Leave it alone. So that happened in 2006, and they didn't come back to me until 2015 and said, oh, by the way. And then that's when everything started with sitting in the divine. That's when we were gifted with the Andromedans. It was only supposed to be for that one conference. That's correct, isn't it?
That's what we thought going in, yes.
Right.
And then they were amazed about how much it was able to benefit us and help us to hold those frequencies. So then they said, wow, we like this. And so,
yeah. And so, of course, the archangels have been nurturing it and taking care of it. And it has since moved out of its... It hasn't moved. It has expanded tremendously, miles in every direction. But I was not, I had to go out in our boat to actually go to the entry point. And it's so massive now, I can stand on my deck and feel it.
Or you can feel it from inside your house.
I live here, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, when I walk in the door, it's like, oh, hello, because it's just right there. I mean, it's just pulsating constantly.
I had this big crystal that I brought with me from Little Rock, and it was a good size. It was in my house. And when I moved here, it told me it wanted to go outside. So I had to get somebody to help me to move it. And they said,
two men.
So anyway, the crystal told me to put it underneath the maple tree in the yard. And it was there. It sat there for years. Sat there when I opened that angel portal. And then one day I walked by and it said, hey, I want to move. And so I had to get somebody again and moved and put it against the house. And I really do believe that coordinated those energetics from the portal, but most importantly, when we started using that Andromeda etheric crystal, it drew those energies to our house, to our property. So, you know, what we've been given, there are no words to explain every step of the way. We weren't given anything. Some of the stuff we really had a hard time integrating or understanding, but if it was too difficult, it was left and then built on another day. But that etheric crystal has been invaluable to all of us, especially at conference time, because the energetics are so high and refined.
So, of course, our last two winter solstices, you know, we've done a major, major service projects. And this past year, we brought in the New Earth Diamond. The New Earth Diamond had been brought in. The Love and Unity Template, it was brought in for ourselves, and then we placed it in the center of the Earth. So that alone was huge. And then we were asked to assist increasing the frequency of that Love and Unity template to the grid and those poles, so which are now operating at that 5%. And that was, well, every single one of these things are major things. And so, you know, this is... That template is now beautifully emitting, you know, in that fluctuating field. And for now, they don't want us to do anything else with that. They want us to leave it be. I think everyone's aware there's much afoot in the energetics on our planet. and they're saying we're entering a time of big changes. And so our job, what they're wanting us to do at this point, is to just hold all the frequencies that we have set in place as stably as we can. And one of the greatest gifts that we can give in service to the planet is in holding our own energetic fields as stably as we can, because what we do in turn affects the planet as well.
I did, talking about a service project, and I'm sure the council will talk to you about that in a few minutes, but they kind of want to put that on hold, not because the earth doesn't need it and humanity is really struggling, but because some of these foundations that we are about to put in play will really require our attention, and to be worried about the safety of the earth or the safety of humanity because of what is going on is, it really, it's going to be fine. People are going to have to step up and do what they came here to do. So we will put it on hold for a few months to allow us to put our attention where it needs to be. And then when we come back and we transmit at a whole different, in a whole different way, in a whole different frequency range that actually helps rather than stirs up more negativity, because the people, humans who are not awake, cannot receive what you're transmitting. And it stirs things up in the vein of that third dimension, which is separation and fear. And so it's safety, it's whatever. And so the light that we have transmitted, the light that has been absorbed into the collective consciousness and been very instrumental in awakening some that wouldn't have awakened for years. But for just now, for just a few months, they want to concentrate and want us to concentrate on us and our ascension process, because these next few sessions are really important sessions. So Malena and I wanted to, because when we asked about that, we actually have a group that really wants to work with the Earth's Merkaba field. So I asked, and they said, yes, eventually. However, the timing is not yet. And a lot of you, and you've noticed this in your meditation time, you get things, a lot of information out of sequence or ahead of when the group is ready to actually make it usable. So this is one of those things. So I don't want these individuals to feel that everything is a no. It's just, we want you to know that that's a valuable project and we want you to do that, but we want you to do it in the sequence that the council has laid out for us. So if you could just be a patient a little longer, and know your time is coming. And when they start asking you to do things, you're going to say, I'm sorry, I asked. So, okay. Anything else, Malena?
Before we move to the next step, and the other thing they said, there are things at play that we cannot yet see. So, you know, so we're looking at it from our perspective, but there's a whole lot more going on that we're not aware of. So, and again, so be patient and they will let us know. So of all the things we've done, I mean, again, there's so many of them and they're been just so magnificent. But last but not least is the upgrade to our beautiful, magnificent light temple vortex, our new crucible. And we talk about a game changer. And, you know, we've only been able to utilize it as a group just a couple of times so far. But it is beyond my ability to even describe to you how broad and how big this is, and this broader picture of what it's supposed to be. And so I'm sure they'll be revealing more and more as we go through this year. But I mean, that those frequencies and the vibrations of that, and what it will be able to assist us individually and as a group to be able to accomplish is limitless.
Well, I do think that, you know, we encourage you to go into that new crucible on your own, because it's very beneficial to go in there and sit and meditate and call in the light and hold the light. Because in that meditation is very, very valuable in building and sustaining your life frequency. And because this is what this is all about now, is all about holding consistently a certain level of light frequency. And when you fall below that, it's a learning curve. You can just say, oh, I missed the mark on that. And you know exactly where it is and how to change it. So sometimes we need those little jerks to make us realize that, we just missed the mark there. And next time I'll do better, or I can change it right now. So it's very beneficial to use that magnificent upgraded crucible for your own personal use when you meditate. Anything else, Elena?
No,